I love him. Well, good morning and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Hope all is well with you. I'm Tracy Winbush, and today is I'm home alone, as on Fridays I usually am, and want you to call in and spend time with me, and let's just have a conversation about a lot of things that concern you. Things have gone on this week. We have the president who is going to go on his way to California today. I'm going to talk about some things that have been pressing me when it comes to immigration. And I want you to call in. The phone number is 516-595-8258. And I'm looking for some great, great interaction if you possibly can do that. I see everybody on Facebook Live. Welcome to Tracy and Friends. And thank you for tuning in. President Trump is on his way to California, and the immigration problem is still up. And they're still having this conversation about it. We're still talking about it. And if you are not a news junkie, like a lot of people, they are not news junkies, and we need to understand that people do not ingest 24-hour news cycles on an ongoing continuum just for fun. They just don't do it. We have other things that they're more interested in. You know, I was in a meeting on day before yesterday, and a man was asking my mom about a gentleman by the name of Edwin Moses, who was out of Cincinnati. And I said, well, Reverend Moses, Bishop Moses? He's like, no, the runner. My mom knew Bishop Moses, but she didn't know of the runner. And so her knowledge of sports is absolutely zero. She has no interest in it at all. So you can ask her about the greatest player in the world, and if it's not somebody that she hears every day on mainstream media, she's not going to know who it is. And it's the same thing when it comes to the politics and comes to news. People have things that they're interested in and things that they're not interested in. And we need to realize that when you're not interested in something, you are not as proficient at it. And there's nothing wrong with it. But you still have to know what's going on when it impacts your life, when it impacts the life of your children, when it impacts the life of your family, when it impacts the life of your community and your neighborhood. And what happens when you can't find that information or you don't know it? Well, I'm here. Tracy and Friends is all about information. It's all about giving you things that you did not know. I was talking to a man this morning, and he was asking me how where I wanted the show to go, what I was trying to do. And I said, I need people to think. The Bible says, for the lack of knowledge, people are destroyed. And right now, in our inner cities, in our country, if we are not careful, we are going to self-implode and or destroy ourselves because we are misinformed, underinformed, or kept out of the information loop. And I know that not everyone is going to do as Jeff and myself and Mark Manji and Sticks. You're not going to sit on the internet and watch stuff or watch news all day long. You're not going to do it. And I don't believe you're supposed to. But you're supposed to demand that you get good information and know where to find it. And I pray that as we grow, it will be found here at Tracy and Friends. And so today I want to talk about immigration. And I'm going to start with some clips that I have listened to over the years. I'm going to talk to you about these clips.
Watch Judy, Sue, and Rob Elgis on that. ABC 7 Eyewitness News at 4.
Deadline is coming soon for Jussie Smollett to pay more than $130,000.
Sorry about that. But I want you to listen to these clips. Barbara Jordan was an icon, and she was a hero of mine. She was. Barbara Jordan, when I was a young girl, and I never thought that I would in any way, shape, or form be remotely and interested in politics and or political science or anything like that when I first saw her. And as a matter of fact, I don't even remember. I guess she had MS. But I didn't even know she was ill. I just knew that she was a powerful black woman that was put on the stage back in the early 70s, and she did a tremendous job at it. That's all I knew. And she impacted a world greater than herself because of herself, and she gave herself for it. And I have to admire that because we're not paying attention to the electioneering and I'm not quite sure what the agenda the news media has. in not giving people information and why they want to keep people ignorant. I haven't figured that out yet. But if Barbara Jordan is saying this, if Bill Clinton is saying this, Barack Obama is saying this, why is it different when Donald Trump says it? Now, I know that we are very, very personality driven. I know that. I know that that's just how we are. We're emotional. But when do we stop being emotionally led and start thinking with our mind and saying, you know, something is wrong here? Because if Barbara Jordan said it in the 70s, Bill Clinton said it in the 80s, President Obama said it in the new millennium, and Trump says it in the 2010s and beyond, going into 2020. Why is it different now than it was then? We need to understand what a sovereign country is. We need to understand why it's important that we keep our sovereignty and we protect our borders. We need to understand why America is great. And I love President Trump, but not making it great again, but making it greater. Because America is still great. We still live in the best place on the earth, whether you want to believe it or not. But what's going on right now is we are allowing people to erase our freedoms one at a time. Big Brother is everywhere watching everything, so don't think you're hiding anything. And when you have Big Brother watching you, you have to be more informed, you have to be more savvy, you have to be up early, you have to stay up late, because Big Brother will control you if you are not careful. And we need to make sure that nothing is leading us but the God that we serve. My God happens to be the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's the only God I know. That's the only God I talk about. But that is my guiding post. And I would recommend you find the same guiding post so that you can navigate through this life effortlessly, even though you have obstacles. But I'm also saying this because we are being in a 24-hour news cycle with social media and with news that is being penetrated and we're being inundated with it. You don't know what to discern. You don't know what to listen to. And most people just shut it off. And when you shut off what's going on, you shut off information. And when you shut off information, you shut off revelation. And if you don't have information and revelation, you don't have anything to stand on to go forward with. You need to know what's going on in your schools. You have children that are going into these school buildings, and they are teaching them what they want them to know and may not be what you want them to hear. And so when we are disengaged because of lack of information, because of lack of time, because of lack of knowledge, and we are not paying attention to what our children are being taught, we send them to school expecting them to learn reading, writing, and arithmetic, and they come back and they teach you some stuff that you had no idea that they were learning. Let me say this clearly. Right now, when I was in school, there was AD, and ADC was after the ascension of Christ, and BC was before Christ. So if it happened before the ascension of Christ, it was called BC, before Christ. So anything that happened anytime before Christ came to the earth and there was a ascension, that's what they called it. So you would hear of, I want to say, Josephine, and he was here in 14 BC, before Christ. And then you had AD. And anything that happened after the ascension of Christ was AD. So in the AD, we believe that right now we would be 2019 AD, 2019 years after the ascension of Jesus Christ. Well, I found out many, many years ago, they changed that to BC, before Common Era and Common Era. So it's Common Era, CE, or before Common Era, BCE. Most of us did not know that. We are not reading the books that our kids come home with. We're not paying attention to the details. We did not realize that. So since we did not realize that, we did not know that that's what they were teaching. We do not know that they may not be teaching intelligent design inside of our school districts. So if they're not teaching intelligent design, they're only teaching evolution. What makes you think your children understand the creation of this world based on a Christian principle and a Judeo-Christian principle when they only teach evolution and they teach their children that we are evolved from a species of a monkey? Monkeys walk on four legs. Men walk on two. No creature walks on two legs but man. No creature can create but man. No creature can speak words but man. So can we really comprehend that we are teaching things that are anti-God in our school districts? We're not paying attention to what's going on in our school districts. And then we wonder why our kids are not being raised and trained in the Word of God. And then, case in point, what happened to Sunday school? We don't even go and we never send our children. And we wonder why when they come home from college, they're not the children that you raised. And the reason why they're not the children that you raised is because we have allowed our surroundings to raise our children instead of us training our children. Immigration. Immigration takes jobs from people. I know we say there are a lot of immigrants here and they do the work that nobody wants to do, but that's not always true. You have more people who are immigrants here who are taking good paying jobs away from citizens of the United States than you do people who are working in jobs that nobody wants to work at. So when I come back, we're going to talk about immigration in detail. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. My call-in number is 516-595-8258. We'll be right back. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. You sound good.
That's good.
Yeah. Holy. Okay. Sorry about that.
Huh? What'd you say, Josh? No, he don't sound good. I'm going to try to see what that is.
I'm on speaker, probably.
Yeah, come take your speaker out because you don't sound good.
Yeah, I will. I'm just finishing up the job and getting ready to leave the building. So I'll be off of here right now.
Because I need to find a little quicker. You hear that click, Josh?
Okay, I should sound better now.
No. Just give me a call back.
Okay.
President Trump raised eyebrows this week when he claimed he shares the same ideas.
Well, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. My call-in number here is 516-595-8258. As I said before I went to break, I want to talk about immigration real quick. And I want you guys to understand that
the commission has concluded.
I am very, 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 very open to people. People know that I have supported Amir, who is my friend from Jordan. He was Palestinian and he's from Jordan. And I stuck my neck out because of the procedures of how they do things. And it is a problem for me because if you have procedures and they are not fair and they're not seamless and they seem to be dehumanizing to people, I have problems with it. And that's what's wrong with our system. We have laws that don't make sense. We have procedures that are antiquated and we are not holding people who are elected accountable to change that. Let me say this, and then I'll go to my immigration story. I am on the Board of Elections here in the Mahoning County, and I believe that everyone should have an easy way to go and vote on Election Day, and you should be starting to vote pretty soon because we have a primary coming up on May the 6th. So you can vote 28 days before election, which is a great idea in my opinion. But let me say this to you also. On Election Day, we spend thousands of dollars renting locations for you to go and vote because school districts no longer want strangers in the buildings because of the safety of our children. Not even with security officers do they want them in the building. So inside the Mahoning County, we only have maybe one or two schools that we use now, and we pay to go off-site unless there is a library available for voting. So in the city of Youngstown, where we have 64,000 residents, we probably have about 15,000 households, or more than that. But that's just a guess. But with that said, we have people who are going to go and vote. And on the east side of Youngstown, where I live, the place has to be moved from the high school because they don't want the adults to commingle with the children. And so instead of them having an in-service day or a parent-teacher conference day, we have to have it at another location. But I feel as though it is not easily accessible, not because of the church, but because of where it is located and people not knowing how to find it. And if you can't find it very easily, people will not seek it out. It's not something that they're driven to do, which is a problem for me, but it's true. People are not driven to vote. And so if it causes any type of obstacle, a lot of people will say, forget about it and go to the grocery store. To them, it's almost like a chore. And so my issue is we pay taxes on the schools. Those buildings were paid. I remember campaigning and asking people for money for those buildings so that we could use them as resource centers for the whole community, not just for educational purposes for young children in the daytime. We can't use them because the school district does not want to have in-service days on election days. For some reason across the state of Ohio, they have not mandated that they have in-service days on election days. Now, you have to understand, you're paying for me to send you to go vote at a place and pay rent. You're paying for me to pay rent at other locations. And you're also paying for the doors to be open in those school buildings. And I'm quite sure the school district is going to come back around and ask you for another levy because they need more money because of the property taxes, because we fund our schools through education. Oh, I'm sorry, we fund our schools through property taxes. And until they come up with a better way of funding our schools, that's how it's done. So I'm paying two taxes, and they're expending more money and not being very, very diligent because I can't comprehend. In my opinion, that's what we do with our politics, with our immigration issues, with our jobs issues, with our unemployment issues. We have these problems, and no one speaks up about them because people are passive. It's just not my problem. It's not important enough to me until we run out of money. And when we run out of money, then we say, can you please give us more instead of us doing something better? So here we go with immigration. Here we go with Barbara Jordan.
The regulated system of legal immigration is in the national interest of the United States. The commission recommends significant redefinition of priorities and reallocation of admission numbers to fulfill more effectively the objectives of our immigration system. Now, to be specific, the immigration recommends a tripartite immigration policy that permits the entry of nuclear family members, professional and skilled workers, and refugees. We propose core immigration levels of 550,000 per year. The commission emphasizes nuclear family. We recommend as a priority the closest family members, spouses and minor children of citizens, of legal immigrants, and parents of citizens are admitted as expeditiously as possible. I urge the Congress to adopt tough policies needed to verify employment authorization. What the Commission is concerned about are the unskilled workers in our society. In an age in which unskilled workers have far too few opportunities open to them, when immigrants are less well-educated and less skilled, they may pose economic hardships for the most vulnerable of Americans, particularly those who are unemployed or underemployed. And the Commission sees no justification to the continued entry of unskilled foreign workers unless the rationale for their admission otherwise serves a significant national interest, as does the admission of nuclear family members and refugees.
Now, what's different about what she is saying than what President Trump is saying? Now, as I said, we're personally...
Well, the first words
we're personality driven, and we do things that are based on how we feel. But Barbara Jordan, civil rights icon, Barbara Jordan, a part of a commission on immigration back in the early 70s, she says, this is not a good idea. We need to start putting limits. We need to start regulating. We need to make sure that when people come to the United States, they're not sending their sick and they're poor and they're uneducated, but they're sending people who can contribute to the fabric of the United States of America. You're not supposed to come here. Now, don't get me wrong. If you're ill and we can help you, we don't have a problem with that. But you can't rape the resources of the American system and take away from the people who are here. There are people that need information, education, health care. They need a lot of things. You can't take one from one person and give it to another when the other person has the rights to it. And if you are born in the United States, you have rights and privileges. And those rights and privileges mean a lot if you're paying attention. But if you're not paying attention, you feel as though it's just a free-for-all. If you're not paying for anything, you believe that it is a free-for-all. Nothing is free. Just because I give it to you free doesn't make it free. Let me give you a case in point. When you go to Giant Eagle and they give you 10 cents off per gallon or 10% off your groceries, don't think that you got anything. That 10 cents off per gallon, you are not, they're not giving you anything. What they're doing is they're appeasing you so they can attract and they can detract and they can collect your data. In today's society, data is extremely profitable. So I know everything about you by your grocery shopping. I know how many people you have approximately in your house. I know if you're a drinker. I know if you're healthy. I know if you have a pet. I know what kind of cycles you have. I know how many men you have in your house. I know how many women you have in your house. I know more about you than a little bit. And that information, now you get coupons in the mail and says, don't forget to buy Philadelphia cream cheese. You haven't bought it in a while. Here's 50 cents off the next package. Trust me, they're using that information so they can use it against you. Marketing is very, very savvy, very, very sophisticated, and very, very, in some aspects, it can be very, very demonic because it leads you without you knowing you're being led. That's what marketers do. And you have to wake up and make sure you're not marketed too. So when it comes down to immigration and things that are on the news, you have to find out if this is going to be something that's good for me or is it good for you? Why are we talking about immigration and everybody is so in awe about bringing people in by the thousands at one time as a caravan, like we are taking care of what we have right now? What in the world is going on right now that we will not put in policies and procedures that will make sure that there's an ease of process when it comes to immigration? Why has Congress not done anything about it in the last 40 years? And why is it when a president speaks up about doing something about immigration, why is it everybody sitting up and saying, let's do it, instead of saying, you know what, this man is crazy because he's a racist. He doesn't like people. Where did you get that from? And why did they say it? Is it all about making sure that you can turn a state blue and I can maintain my power and I can now control you? Because you elect these people, they make the laws, and you don't understand laws control the people. And if you're not cautious about what's going on around you, you will find yourself in a slavery situation when you're supposed to be free. If you look back how long it has been when you used to fly and flying was a luxury. Flying is like getting on a bad bus now unless you got a lot of money. Do we understand? Driving used to be a luxury. Driving now can be a chore unless you have a lot of money and have a driver. Or you have the freedom to travel as you choose. Yesterday I came back from Columbus. I got stuck in traffic and it was like, can we please just get out and walk? You're listening to Tracy and Friends, brought to you by Window World. If you're going to have replacement windows, call 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. And for those of you who are on Facebook, I'm having a private summer. Private summers are just so overwhelming.
When you need to know now.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends, brought to you by Window World. For replacing windows, you want to call 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW and talk to the Moran family. They are great people, and they will take care of you, and you will have a cool house in the summer and a warm house in the winter and a lot smaller gas and electric bill. That I can promise you. So you want to call 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW and ask for a salesperson. They'll come out and they'll give you a great estimate. They're affordable, and they are good windows, and they're local. Youngstown owned and Youngstown born and Youngstown bred. So please support Youngstown businesses, please. I know that, let me say this before I get into my next clip on immigration and going into Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. Youngstown businesses are very, very important to the infrastructure of our community. And I know a lot of us like to shop at Amazon.com because I am an Amazon shopper. I'm an eBay shopper. I do it like everyone else. But there are things that sometimes you just have to pay the tax on. And I'm asking that if you can buy it local and you can buy it from a locally owned business, please do not get caught up in the information superhighway retail extravaganza that we have going on, because what you're doing is you're putting local businesses out of business, and when they're no longer in business, I promise you, you will miss them. You need them, you want them here, and we need to support them. So if they're locally owned and they're locally operated, like the Moran family at Window World, and I know that you usually don't buy windows on the internet, but I will say this, there are other businesses around that are not local. They are chains. They come quick and they leave fast. So please stick with someone you know that's going to stick and stay with you, and that is Window World. I want to go to a talk. I want to play a clip for you from Bill Clinton. Check this out.
One of these areas is the problem of illegal immigration.
We have to stop the inflow of illegals coming into our country.
This administration has taken a strong stand to stiffen the protection of our borders.
We will build a wall. It will do what it's supposed to do. Keep illegal immigrants out.
We are increasing border controls by 50%.
We're going to have a border. It's going to be a real border.
We have a country. We have to have borders.
We are increasing inspections to prevent the hiring of illegal immigrants. And tonight I announce I will sign an executive order by federal contracts to businesses that hire illegal immigrants.
What are we going to do about illegal hiring?
You can be very, very strong. It could be a huge financial penalty. It could be beyond.
What are these guys
penalty.
In your? Is
that
the magnet?
That with E-Verify and with.
Oh, are you for it?
I'm for it.
We should honor every legal immigrant here working hard to be a good citizen. But we are also a nation of laws.
We have a country. We have to have laws. We either have a country or we don't.
Can somebody please tell me? The number here is 516-595-8258. Please call in. I'd like to hear from you. I want to hear opposing views. I don't understand. I don't understand how this can be bad today, good yesterday, bad yesterday. I don't understand why we're not consistent in this and why our local media or our news media, our national media, our talking heads aren't coming and saying, you know what, this clock is right, even though the clock is broke. Because the broke clock is right twice a day. Okay, right now, this broke clock, Donald Trump, I don't agree with him, I don't like him, whatever it is, but he's right about this. We cannot allow the whole world to land inside the United States. The deficit in this country is still growing. We have problems. I'm looking at Ohio, and I was talking to a friend of mine last night, and I was saying to him, I said, I don't understand how Ohio could be bleeding in population and bleeding in jobs and bleeding in what we're doing here when we have such a beautiful state. Is it taxes? Now, I know it's cold, but it's cold in New York. It's cold in other places. We're not the only cold state in the union. I know we don't get a whole lot of sunshine during the winter months, but we're not the only state that happens to this. So if that's the case, what is the problem? And why are what are we doing? What do we have to do to build our state, build our nation, build our community so that we can have a better quality of life? What? And it is your responsibility as American citizens to do so. It is our responsibility. We are the United States of America. We are the people. We are the Constitution. It is our fault. It is us. But you have to work. If a man does not work, he does not eat. And you cannot have a nation of non-workers. You cannot have a nation of people who are sitting back on their laurels doing nothing. And I will also say this, just because you go to work at a job that pays for your livelihood does not mean that you are working. You have to work outside of your job. As an adult, I am finding that everything that we do is work. When my mom told me when I was a kid, you need to stay as young as you can for as long as you can, and I thought she was insane, that is one of the most, that is the truest statement my mother ever said. Stay a child. Be a child as long as you can. Because when you become an adult, you have responsibility. And everything that we do as an adult, from the time we wake up in the morning to the time we go to bed at night, is work. And if you are not working, you are not participating in life. And our problem is that we are rewarding bad behavior because we have millions of people in America that we pay to stay home to not do anything. We don't hold them accountable for anything. They're not even held accountable for raising their own children. They make babies, they don't take care of babies, and they expect for other people to do it. And we are going to have to stop this paradigm. We're going to have to stop this system and this cycle because it is destroying the fabric of our nation. Relationships are work. So dropping a baby off and keeping and keep moving is not working in America now. Not paying attention to what's going on around us is not working. Allowing our children to go into schools, it's not working. Allowing people to come in from the outside and take opportunities from your own children is not a good thing. People come here with nothing and become millionaires. You come here with everything and gain nothing. That's insanity. Complete insanity. And then we say, let them all come in. What are they going to do? What are you going to do? How are you going to live? How are you going to make a future? How are you going to make things maintain for your quality of life? We're going to have to learn how to compete and have healthy competitions. We're going to have to take our head out of the sand and quit blowing up over dumb stuff. Joe Biden kissing a little kid on the forehead. That's just stupid. That tells you just how dumb we are now. Don't get me wrong. We need to go after people who are harassers, pedophiles, all those people. We need to get them, and we need to castrate them. That's my opinion. But you can't just come on. We got problems. California has problems. Immigration is a problem. Anytime you go to Salem, how do people find Salem, Ohio to go to work and work there illegally? I believe they rounded up several hundred people in Salem last year. That's in our community. Those were jobs that we should have had for our young people. Not everybody's going to go to college. Not everybody is going to not everybody can do everything, and we need to be – it's okay. We need laborers. We need people who are going to work on things. We need tradesmen. We need people who are going to lay bricks. We need people who are going to build bricks. We're going to have to create our own. And for those of us who are here in Youngstown, we have an empty canvas. We can create what we want, but we're going to have a vision. We're going to have a vision, and we're going to have to work at it. We are in the sweet spot of the country. You cannot get any better than Youngstown, Ohio. There is no better place on the planet. We are in the center of the world, here in the Mahoning Valley. You are 6 hours from Chicago. You are 6 hours from D.C. You are 8 hours from New York. The highest concentration of population runs through here. You have rail, you have water, you have electricity, and you have grids. You have land. For some reason, you've got all these things, and as great as it looks, you can't sell it. Nobody wants to be here, and the people that are here don't want to be here. That's just nuts. But there are going to be people that are going to come in here just like, and they're liable to be illegal immigrants who figure out a way. And they're going to take them, they take your ground from you. It's really kind of funny. If you look at Africa, and we can learn some lessons from this. Africa is not an industrialized nation or a continent. Most of the countries that are in Africa are not industrialized. So they have the great minerals that are inside of Africa, your diamonds, your gold, your rubies, tanzanites, you know, your gems. It is rich in minerals. And they mine those minerals in Africa, but they've got to send them to somewhere else, to China, to Europe, to America, for them to be. So if you take a diamond is a rock. Rubies are rocks. And they take them and they mine them and they send them up to De Beers goes in and they get them and they shape them and they craft them and they cut them. And then they sell them back to people who are in the same country for 3 times the amount, 5 times the amount, 10,000 times the amount than what they paid for it, because they have now industrialized it and they've made it better into something that is functional. We're going to have to take what we have in our hand and not sell it raw, but we're going to have to take it when it's in our hand and we're going to have to make something into it and then go sell it after we make it into something. We can no longer afford for us to just sit here and take it at ease. We're going to have to use what's in our hand. God has given all of us a gift and a talent. But you can't use your gift and a talent and sit down on it and not do anything with it and not work with it. You've got to seek out, you've got to work it out, what it is. Craft it, whatever it is. You've got to shape it. You have to improve on it. You have to educate yourself on it. You've got to do that. Because if you don't do that, all it will do is just like fruit trees, it will sit on the tree and it will die. If you have fruit on a tree and you do not prune the tree, if you do not pick this fruit from the tree, you will find out in years, as years go by, it will not produce anything. And that's what's happening to America right now. That's what's happening to the inner cities right now. That's what's happening to Appalachia right now. We have things that are valuable in our hands, but because we're not utilizing it and because we are poo-pooing it, we're giving it away and we are not functioning and it is dying on the vine. And we're allowing other people who see what we have. And, you know, they say, those people in America, they don't know what they have. But I'm going to go there. I will drink an ocean. I will walk thousands of miles. I will do whatever it takes to get there because I know if I can get there, I can have opportunity. The question is, do you know where you're going? Do you have a plan? Are you laying down on your gifts and your talents? Are you allowing people from the outside to influence you and to doubt you and to not allow you to strive? You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. My call-in number here is 516-595-8258. We'll be right back. Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The call-in number here is 516-595-8258. And I'm Tracy Winbush. I'm sitting here home alone and want you to give me a call. I do have my phone lines up, and I am waiting for people to call in. I think I got it right, maybe. I'm working on it, guys. You just have no idea. I am truly working on this. But this is I'm looking at former Vice President Joe Biden. I'm looking at him apologize for what he did. And I'm so tired of this three-ring circus of apologies. I am so tired. Why am I apologizing for something that I did not do? Now, don't get me wrong. I am all in for forgiveness, and I'm all in for apologize. I am. I believe, and I will tell you in a minute, if I've done anything to offend you, I am sorry. If I've done anything to I am sorry. I get that. I'm with that. If I have offended, even if I didn't offend you, and you're offended, I'm sorry. For whatever it is. But the apology, even as vice president, does not go to the nation like this. And what's going on right now? And again, if anybody knows me, I am really not a Biden fan. Uncle Joe, that's my dude. He's nutty as a fruitcake, in my opinion, when it comes to policies. But hear what I'm saying. Emasculating, let me say it this way. Having no personal contact with people is not healthy. Researchers say that a child, if you want a child to die, put a baby in a crib and don't touch it. We need human touch, shaking hand. We need hugs. We don't need hugs. We don't need groping. We don't need patting. We don't need improper touching. But for a person to touch you on the shoulder, if you get a flash in the pan because somebody touches you on the shoulder, you need to find an altar and you need to get delivered and pray because you have issues. If somebody touches you on your shoulder and you get, if you get, you know, I think it was Tim Russert, I want to say it is, maybe not, but somebody said they get a tingle down their leg when Obama was running for office. If you get a tingle because somebody touches your arm, you have problems and you need to go see about that. But what we're doing right now is not healthy for interaction between people. Not everything is a sexual gesture. Sometimes people just love people and just even Joe's philosophy may be wacky, but he may just love people anyhow. And I'm not going to knock Uncle Joe for kissing a little girl on the forehead and putting his hand on the shoulder of a person that's going through something. And there are other people that came out. But again, if they came out at another time, the man has been vice president. The man has run for president. That man has been a senator. So it's not like we don't know who you are, Uncle Joe. So if all of a sudden he decides to run for president of the United States at 103 years old, and now Uncle Joe has a problem with inappropriate contact, and now we're going to blow it up. Come on now. Why did this not come to light before? I mean, come on. It could have come to light last year. It could have come to light when he was vice president. It could have, because this just didn't happen. This just didn't happen. Come on. All of a sudden he says, I think I'm going to run. Well, do you know he grabbed me 100 years ago. He touched me on my hiney. Come on, guys. That's just stupid. And we need to stop that. That's not healthy for our young people. Manipulating people because of our own advancement, personalizing things that shouldn't be personalized for political gain is not good for the nation. And Americans allowing this to happen, and the news media recycling, I don't care what news company it's on, recycling it is not good. And I don't want Uncle Joe to run, but that has nothing to do with. Because you still have him in office, but you've got the guy over here in Virginia who is in blackface who you wouldn't allow. And you didn't do anything about him either. But when Republicans do things, it becomes national emergencies, and it's all this. They're either sexist, they're racist, they're xenophobes, they're doing all this. Even President Trump, when he was on the bus, he did not say, I do this. He said, because I am who I am, I can do what I want to do. It's the truth. I have watched young ladies do this. In my circle, I've watched women throw almost their underwear at men. And we need to quit acting like we're so innocent, because we're not. Women have raped young boys. Women have fondled young men. Women have groped people. I have pastors who will not hug in their congregations because they grope people. So we need to get off this. Right is right and wrong is wrong. But we need to quit calling those things that are not truth, because they're not. And we need to start thinking and say, you know, something's wrong with the story here. Something's wrong with us thinking that way. I want my child to be hugged by people. I want people to love my family. I want to be loved. We all need love, whether you need it or whether you know you need it or not. Next week, I'm going to be talking about a list of things that I read over the week, and it was a list of what women should teach their daughters. And one thing they should teach their daughters is on this list is that you don't need a man. That's not true. Every woman needs a man, whether she likes it or not. You can acknowledge it or not, but you still need him. Because if you don't have a man in your life, still something missing. Now, it can be your uncle, it can be your dad, it can be your husband, it can be your uncle, but you need a man in your life. Growing up, you have to have affirmation from a man for you to have a good self-esteem. Because when you don't get it, you feel less than who you are. It's how God ordered things, whether you like it or not. So you need affection. You don't need sexual affection from everybody, but you need affection. You need pleasantries. You need touch. Your children need touch. You should be hugging your kids. Heck, your dog needs touched. And we treat our dogs better than we treat our kids. That is not the order. That is not how this is designed. And I'm a dog animal person, but you don't put them above children. You don't put them above people. We can raise more for dogs than we can for kids. We do more for our pets than we do for our children. We train our dogs better than we train our children. Can y'all please just, I'll just say, we'll say amen later on. I'm just a preachy today, sorry. You've been listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ, AM 1440. My call-in number here is 516-595-8258, and I'm brought to you by Window World of Youngstown. For your next replacement windows, you want to call 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. We'll be back here on Monday, and I hope that you have a blessed, sunshiny, warm weekend, and enjoy. And we'll see you at 11 o'clock on Monday here on 1440 AM. God bless you here on Facebook, on Blog Talk, and here on Terrestrial Radio. We'll see you then. Have a good week, guy. Bye-bye.